Good evening, everybody, and welcome. We are live once again at from Grace Community Church North Dallas here in Lewisville, Texas. Look, you probably saw us a few days ago with a podcast, and here we are again because we are excited about our Collide 2021 conference. Y'all excited out there too, huh? That's what I'm talking about. So look, like and share. We are online. We've got a lot to tell you about Collide. We want to talk to those that have registered and also those that haven't registered. There is so much to say. Collide 2021 is about to take place, and we are closer than we've ever been before.
Yeah.
We are closer.
Closer.
Yes,
than
sir.
We've ever.
Less than 20 days.
Less than. Somebody shout less than.
Let's stand.
Oh, my God. Look, like and share. Let us see you like and share on Facebook or whatever social media handle you are. You can follow us on Grace Community Church, North Dallas, Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, and
YouTube.
Subscribe on YouTube. We just haven't made it to TikTok yet. God, I don't know what that's going
to
look like.
I still have to know what TikTok
is. I don't know.
It's crazy.
What is it?
All right.
I don't think it's dancing.
Oh, it's not? Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't think.
I'm dating myself.
I don't know.
Well, look, the joy of the Lord is our strength. This is a different kind of podcast. The other podcast has been very serious.
Yeah.
But if you have not been tuning into our podcast, man, you need to go back and watch all of those replay. They are online as we speak. I just saw today that we are on Apple Podcasts.
Yes,
so you can officially, we are on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
So you can go. Yes, you can go and you can look up Grace Community Church North Dallas. You can look up all of our episodes. Man, we've been having great conversations about the necessities of fathers.
Yes.
And I know we're here to talk about Collide, but Tuesday night was powerful.
Oh, man.
They're still talking about it.
Oh, my.
Yes.
They're still talking about it.
Man, we talked about parenting. We talked about blended families. We talked about baby mama drama, baby daddy drama. We talked about that real good question that I thought we ended off with. When is it good to apologize to your child? Or is it appropriate to apologize to your child? And then the last one was, are there traditions that need to be broken? And that was just a powerful, powerful conversation. So if you're tuning in right now, like and share. We're just waiting a little bit to get some more people in the room. I see people out there. Let us know. Comment in the chat box. Let us know where you're chiming from. I see some Grace Partners online. Good to see you. I see some Grace Partners quarantining because you've been traveling. I can't wait to see you again. Praise God Almighty that we have a church that's COVID conscious. And when they travel, they stay home. Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. That's why they used to say in the old church, the internet was the devil.
Yes.
Social media, but it's not.
We're just using it.
So look, we're here to talk about Collide 2021. And before we talk about Collide 2021,
we
already have had a kickoff pre-service last week. Last week, if you were not tuned in, we had a pre-Collide revival here with Bishop Brandon Jacobs. Anybody in that audience was out here for revival?
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Amazing. We maxed out on capacity. People were still trying to get in. That replay is up, so you can go. That's why you got to like our page, so you go look at all of the content there. It's for you to be blessed.
Absolutely.
But what did y'all think about revival? What y'all think about revival?
My God. Explosive. Bishop Jacobs came and I don't know what to say.
Right.
I'm speechless. But he had a relevant word.
Yes.
It was anointed.
Yes, it was.
It was a powerful service, a great way to start the official road to Collide.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. What do you think, AP?
I think it was incredible. I think my favorite part was the students were lifting their hands.
Right.
The
yes,
kids were shouting.
They were.
I felt like the power of God hit the entire church.
It did.
So it was amazing.
It was amazing. What about the studio audience? Anybody out there? How did y'all enjoy revival? Look, they captivated me.
I know. They were all there.
Pastor, I liked when he talked about Nod, the city of Nod.
Yeah.
You know, I'd never heard it quite like that. But, man, it made you see it in a whole new. So, you know, I like revelatory word that gives you new insight. And, man, that word was hot, and it was life-changing and impacting. So that's what I liked about it, Pastor.
I see online that, Mary, I see you online. She said it was insane. Yes, it was. And she said, I went back and rewatched. I think everybody probably went back and rewatched. So if pre-Collide, our service that was free, was any indication of what's going to happen at Collide,
oh, man.
Buckle your seatbelts.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It's about to be off the chain.
Yes.
We had one of our speakers to call and tell us that she said, I don't know. She said, I'm preparing. I'm praying. She said, but I don't know what's going to happen at Collide. She said, but I know it's going to be explosive. Yeah. She said, I just feel it. And she can't wait to get on the plane. So let's talk about Collide. So we have our first lady who chairs the whole Collide conference. The entire Collide conference. I'm the type of pastor where my job, my greatest responsibility as a pastor is to push others into where they need to go. Yes, so I'm always pushing vision to these individuals, and they're catching the vision. They're moving forward. And in 2018, we did Collide, and we were in the middle of a construction here. So Lady K and I had to divide and conquer. And here it is, 2021. We're in the middle of another construction. And Pastor C, who you just saw, has been helping me really close. And Lady K has been really moving things forward. So, yes. Lady K, your perspective from the chairwoman's seat, how's it going?
It's going great, actually. I am so thankful that everything fell into place and that everyone that God laid on our hearts to bring, we knew it was him because they all said yes. And they're all going to be in the building. And I know it's going to be powerful. I know it's going to be insane, as our Fresh Start prayer guest already told us. She said it's going to be out of this world. So I already know that. It's a lot of work, but the only reason it's a lot of work is because I push for excellence in everything that I do. I don't like for Collide to just be a conference. I like for it to be an experience. I like for it to be an encounter where you come and it's just like naturally and spiritually it was on.
Yes.
That's what I need. I don't want anything to be off. I want first class and everything.
Well, we know you nailed it in 2018, and I know God's going to help you to nail it in 2021. Man, we've got some. Okay, no, not out there. So look, I think that what I've seen from you and the staff is the approach to make sure that people have an experience, but also to get their money's worth. Right.
Right.
You know, we have a registration cost that is out there, and that's just a support. But I'm sitting as a pastor looking at you all saying, what can we give the people that's the best, right? Yeah. So at the end of the day, we're not making money off of this. We're using the investment to make sure people have a quality experience. And tell me your philosophy on that, because I know you're really big on making sure that people have quality when they come here.
Absolutely. I do it all the way down. It's not just in the speakers. A lot of people will have speakers and they put so much marketing and and emphasis on that the experience itself lacks.
Yep.
But from your kid check and how we're going to feed your kids every day for $25 and take care of them the entire time you're at the conference.
Wait, y'all feeding everybody for the children for $25?
The children. They will eat Friday night dinner. They will eat Saturday morning breakfast, Saturday lunch, and Sunday lunch. $25. The only thing they have to do is get them something to eat on Saturday night and Sunday morning breakfast. That's it. $25. Absolutely. And they're going to be with staff.
Yes.
Members who are going to have them doing their own activities because they are colliding with Destiny Children's Ministry within Collide, and they're going to have their own conference going on at the same time.
So I want to go.
The whole
back.
Family can learn.
So you keep feeding all these kids for $25. How you doing that?
Excellence, Pastor. Excellence. We make it happen.
When I was growing up and they had a conference, you got cookies and red juice.
Yes, you did.
That's what you got. Your sugar was high.
The flour cookies.
The flour cookies. Your sugar was high. But they gave you cookies and juice. They should have gave us cookies and waters now that we know better. But you're feeding. So that is awesome. So $25 for kids. So so I love it because you're talking about we're not just focusing on the speakers, but we're also focusing in on making sure that people have some substance when they walked out of here.
Right.
I remember in 2018, APN, Lady K, that we had a lunch that Saturday. But when we were leaving, transitioning, and I had to run to a funeral while you guys were transitioning, but as I saw people going into the area where there was food, people hadn't eaten, but they were saying, I'm so full.
Yeah.
It was the craziest thing that I had ever seen before. And I saw, I'm passing by, and Chris McVade is trying to get me to the car so we can go do this funeral, go to the funeral. And I see this food, and people are literally walking out of sessions crying, and the spirit is still dealing with
pandemonium.
Them. And pandemonium. People don't want to leave out of the main area. It was just crazy. And we had so much food left over because people didn't want to eat, and they hadn't eaten.
I think it was really an amazing experience from a holistic standpoint.
Yes.
Like when you talked about people having getting a chance to eat,
right.
It was like the power of God was so strong
it was.
In every session.
Oh, yes, my God.
It wasn't just one session. It was the men's. It was the youth, right?
Yeah.
It was the main service. And Jesus Christ, John Hanna,
the
first night.
He kicked us off.
He did.
And
I mean,
it was
people slain in the spirit.
Yes.
But it was my first collide.
Yeah.
I was like, yo.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yes.
Everybody been talking about collide, and fast forward to 2021.
Yes.
You can literally feel the spirit of expectation.
Yes. Oh my God.
Yes, you can.
Although it's thick. People are expecting something.
Yes.
So I believe moving to this conference, lives are going to be changed.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So I even remember on that Sunday, we didn't have Fresh Start Masterclass. We had three services. Like, that's what it was. By the time we made it to the actual final main service, we were done.
It was over.
We were done. If you said, boo, no. So you couldn't do anything. It was just that. It was so, oh my God, we were just so full.
It was so powerful. I remember, God bless her heart, the late evangelist Joyce Rogers. She closed us out in 2018.
Yes, she did.
Yes. We honor her memory, man. You know, you can go to our YouTube channel, and she's giving this celebration thing to us for Founders Day. And she was really serious. And I know Joyce said this to a lot of pastors, but she was really serious about this. She said she was a member here at the church, and she showed it in her showing up and her giving. And we were just like, this year, it's not like we can't find anybody, but she was just such a staple for our conferences.
Yeah.
But when she mounted the platform on that Sunday, you can go back and watch the YouTube clip, she was like, I don't know what to do with this. She said, y'all should have just had a picnic and went home. Because
yes, sir.
The atmosphere was charged.
It was just that powerful. So what is Collide, Lady K? We're talking about it. Some people from our church know about it. There may be some people tuning in. And if you haven't liked and shared, like and share right now. Tag somebody. If you know you want somebody to be a part of this conference and they've been tripping like, I don't want to go to another church conference. This is not a church conference. I promise you, this is an experience. So Lady K, what is Collide? Explain Collide to those that may not know what Collide is.
So Collide is actually your vision. It's one that you had during the year. Men, women, youth, and children would have all of their different conferences. Yeah. You know, the youth weekend, the women's weekend. The women's would be called breakout.
Yeah.
And you had a vision. What if we could all collide and come together to have some sessions, but also still have our separate conferences and events, but under the same roof? So the entire family leaves empowered at the same time.
Yes.
And that became what we know as Collide. First one was in 2018. This is our second one, of course, due to us moving to our new facility as well as COVID taking a whole year from us, right?
Yes, sir.
And so now we're back with it. And it's also a time where we get to pour back into the members of Grace. They give so much of themselves, their time, their resources. It's the time that we say, hey, you know, it's not that we're sparing no expense, but we're not being tight when it comes to ensuring that those who have to pour are poured back into.
Right.
And we do it with voices that we can trust. We don't just run after the biggest name.
Right.
We don't just run after the most popular name because that could be toxic.
Right.
That could be unhealthy for your congregation. It may not be what's needed at the time. It may not be seasonal.
You're right.
And so sometimes some people are good, but if they're not seasonal, then you don't get the punch that you need. Right. So that's an opportunity for us to be prayerful about what we need. And not just us, but we tell others, come. It's not a conference to steal members or take members or tell them, come over here with us where the table is spread and the feast of the Lord. No, you come over here. The table is spread, but you need to eat and take that back home. To your own ministries, from the pulpit to the hallway to the community.
Right.
We want you to do that. So that's why even our breakout sessions, Navigating Corporate America, which is something natural, but it's something that's very real.
Yeah.
you, it can sometimes be a shark world,
right?
You know,
right.
And so we know about that. And then we have church leadership in the pandemic.
Yeah, yeah.
There were some people where ministry was hard pre-COVID.
Right.
Yeah. So now it's really hard during COVID. I don't know a church that could possibly say we were not hit or negatively impacted in some way, whether it be financially or with, you know, people in the seats, yes, with attendance, yes, whatever it, yes, might be, they were hit. And so now things have changed.
Right.
And we have a new norm that we're working through.
Yeah.
Right. So we have that during the pandemic. And of course, we have our main session speakers, but it's mainly to say you've been empowered and you've been charged. Yeah. Now let's go into the enemy's camp.
Yes.
And make noise.
Yes. You know, you said a few things that are powerful. It is our time of importation, so we can pour into our partners, those that work all day, every day. It is not a one-man show here at this church. It is everybody putting their hands together. So it's our time to really allow that pouring to happen. So even our volunteers, it is so structured in a way. You have it so structured in a way the volunteers are only doing just maybe 30 minutes of their time volunteering, and
correct,
then they have to go into their session, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like you're just coming
working
here to serve and you're working the whole conference. You can't do
I don't
it.
Like that.
You're very strategic about making sure that our volunteers serve in a certain capacity and they move into another capacity. That is so awesome. And then the other piece is, I think you hit on the nail on the head for pastors and leaders and those that have been burnt by other ministries. Look, we get it. We are not a ministry that's trying to get your people and tell them this is your place. We've seen that a lot before. We don't play that. It is to empower your people and send them back home to help you in your ministry. I'm the type of pastor where I send people away. You come to hear me and tell me you've been hurt at the church. You need to go back to that church and let them know they hurt you, and y'all
that's
get right, that
talk
right.
About it.
And talk to your pastor about that. So we're not in the business of stealing flock. We're in the business of making sure that the kingdom is lifted. So, and that's what we did in 2018, and that's what we're going to continue to do. We're going to make sure that people get what they need so they can go back and impact the areas where they are. So I love that, because the integrity of this conference,
yes,
makes it,
yes,
a massive success too as well. So AP, why should someone want to come to Collide? Like, we're talking about it. Really, Collide is really for grace, but we just open it up to everybody. Mm-hmm. Why should someone want to come to Collide based off your experience in 2018? And then I'll come to the audience with that same question.
Okay, so based on my experience, oftentimes when people go to church, mm-hmm, they go to hear good singing or good praise and worship.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh, okay, they sang.
Mm-hmm.
Or the preaching was good, right?
Yeah.
But when you actually think about Collide,
yeah,
Lady K just said it. She just said it. It's an experience.
Yes, it is.
Right? People want an experience. They want something that they can take home with them,
yeah,
and say, yo, I went to this conference. My, yes, life was changed. My, yes, kids' life was changed.
Yes.
And as we talked about, we even have something for the students as well as the,
yes,
kids.
Yes, you do.
That's
so
right.
If the whole entire family can be impacted by that, I don't know why people wouldn't want to come to this.
That's awesome. That's awesome. From the audience, why would someone should come to Collide? Go ahead.
For myself, of course, 2018 was my first Collide conference.
And it was, you were just a partner here, very new partner,
very,
here,
very
right?
Very new, very new.
Yes.
And so coming to Collide, it was just a life-changing experience, and it's already been mentioned, it was an experience. I came with the anticipation to be forever changed. And by coming, going to the breakout sessions, confirmation was spoken and prophesied over my life. And so,
yeah,
it was just a awesome feeling that knowing that I came to the conference, not just to come to another conference, but to be forever changed and to walk more in my purpose than I did before. So it was awesome.
That's awesome. Absolutely. Man. That's awesome. You know, I hear the same testimonies, right, from 2018, right, that my whole family was impacted, yeah, right? Or, you know, I was in my ministry, and these were leaders, mm-hmm, of ministries, and I wanted to just give up and walk away, and they were jolted to just go back and to,
right,
get back in there and do it, man. Those were powerful testimonies. And to hear Aaron and AP say the same thing, it just lets you know that we're on to something and God's,
yeah,
going to do even and exceed our expectations. Pastor, yes, Cooley?
Yes, sir. And I would say that, you know, if you consider what we've all gone through in this last year, it's been such a, well, over a year now, it's been a very trying, draining,
yes,
type of year.
Yes, it has.
Come and get filled up.
Right.
Come get refreshed, right, revived, and renewed.
Right.
And, you know, we call it the collision. We call it the Collide because you're going to actually have a spiritual collision. You're going to have you will not, you know, some conferences you go to, you get a lot of information, but you may see some well-known people and you leave back just with information. But when you come to Collide, you're going to have a spiritual encounter. You're going to get refilled. You're going to get revived. You're going to go back in power, go back strengthened. And you can't put a dollar amount even to that, because it's something that you can feast off for a couple years to come.
Right.
So that's why you should come to Collide. You're going to have a real collision with God.
That is awesome, Pastor Cooley. That is so awesome and so true. That is so true. Let me ask a question. One of the things that people are maybe saying is, he's like, why y'all doing Collide during COVID? What's going on? What's up with that? You know, y'all see that Delta variant out there. What's going on? What would you say to that?
I would say we're doing everything else during COVID. So why not do God during COVID? I feel like, and this is not demean anyone who says, no, I am really in my home and I'm nervous and I'm scared, right?
Yeah.
That's one thing. But then there's also the person that's just your excuse because you don't want to do a certain thing. And especially when it comes to God, if we're not really into God at the time or where our relationship with him has really fallen off, then the first thing we pick is COVID, right? But if you're everywhere else, you can do it. My mom said, and it was really a good point. She said, the world taught me something. Uh-huh. I said, what do you mean? She said, I watched the NBA championship. And she said, I looked in Milwaukee, how all of those thousands of people were crowded, not even in the building. Mm-hmm. They were all downtown outside.
That's so true. That's right.
They didn't care about Delta, Lambda, Alpha, Omega, the beginning or the end. She said they did not care. And she said, here I am, vaccinated. I will put on my mask. I'll keep my distance. I'm going after God.
Yes.
If they can't let that keep them from a basketball game, then I'm not going to live in so much fear when I've done the work.
Right, right. And we're not saying, and you're incredibly right, we're not saying that we're not taking precautions. Masks are going to be required, right? We're going to have social distance. The seats are going to be spaced out. We added a location to make sure that we had enough space in order. We'll talk about
that. Your own corner.
You have your own corner. You can have your own corner. You can walk around your chair and you ain't going to be hit nobody, anybody. So we're still doing all that. Sanitizing is going to be required as soon as you walk in. So there's a sterile area that everybody has to sanitize their hands and go in. If you come out of that sterile area, you got to sanitize again. So we're doing everything to make sure. And what I am happy about here at our church, we've been open a little over a year now, reopened a little over a year now, and we have not had any cases of spread in our congregation.
Yes.
Because everybody is being their brother and their sister's keeper. And I'm getting more and more testimonies from our congregation of people getting vaccinated, which is awesome.
Yes, yes, yes.
And people are still taking precautions, getting immune systems up. So we're doing all that we can to make sure that you're safe. So don't let that be an excuse for you, but know that we're not that church where we're throwing a conference, we're going to pack everybody in like sardines and probably have a spread. Masks are required. So we want to make sure that you know that. So we added a location for several reasons. So you can have space here. So we know that we were supposed to be here at the church. But as we said before, we've been under construction and we've been doing some things ourselves while we're working on some other areas. And it just made sense that we just had to make the decision to add the location. But as the numbers were growing and we saw all access is almost out, y'all, by the way. So for those of you that didn't register and you want all access, you probably need to register quickly. I would say, before Sunday to register quickly, because all the other seats will be general access. Can you talk about what comes with all access? Because it's not like VIP, but it's some special things that come with all access that you might want to be, you might want to have if you're registered.
Absolutely. Even down to what will be in the gift.
That's up to you. You're the chairwoman. You're the chair lady. You in charge.
Absolutely. I can talk about that. So if you register general, then you get lunch on that Saturday. Of course, you get access to all of the sessions and services. And then in your bag, you will get your T-shirt. You will get, it's supposed to be a surprise, but I'll go ahead and tell it. You're hearing it right here first. If you're tuning in to the Collide podcast, I have Bluetooth speakers.
Bluetooth speakers
that say Collide on them. Portable Bluetooth speakers that you will be getting.
Wait a minute.
As well as the
Wait a minute. How much are you doing this for?
Excellence, Pastor.
Okay. We'll talk about it.
Excellence. All right. You get your notebook, your pen. I'm trying to remember what else you get in the bags. If you're all access, you actually attend the all access kickoff dinner on that Friday evening at the hotel. You also get breakfast Saturday morning in addition to the lunch. And then in your gift, you can add, we purchased John Hanna's books on prayer, and we're adding those to each one of the bags.
One of those.
You will get, if you're all access, you get the book.
If you're all access, you also
get the chart. You also will get, last time we had chargers, and people are still texting about these Collide portable chargers. So I did it again, except this time we got charging pads. That's also going to be in the bag. So it's some more things that we have. I'm talking off the top of my head, but that's a bit of the difference between all access in general.
So you're feeding children all weekend for $25.
Yes, and youth.
And then you got all this stuff in general. What's general? What is general price?
General is 100.
General is 100. And then you're feeding everybody in all access. They get Friday dinner. You get lunch, breakfast. But how much?
$125.
If anybody send us a message and say that's too expensive, you are something wrong with you. You're ill.
No.
Because you can't go anywhere and get that and get the speakers and get access to, you said more than just a seat for First Ladies. You said navigating corporate America.
Yes.
For those of that in corporate America, you got a men's session, a women's session, a youth session. Uh-huh. You got the kids that are going to be in Collide Destiny. And then you have church leadership in a pandemic, all for either $125, $100, or $25. You cannot beat that, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give the chair lady a hand and a staff for making that happen.
That's good.
I'll see the bill afterwards. But I am happy that you guys are doing that, because it lets people know that we're not trying to get money out of you. We're trying to invest in you and make sure that you have a quality experience and that you can take this same excellence back home. So we are looking forward to that. So we added that location so that you can worship in the beauty of holiness and safety. And that's going to be where at, Lady K? Where we're going to be on Friday and Saturday
morning, we'll be at the Hyatt Regency Frisco. I believe the address is 2615 Preston Road.
Wow.
It is connected to the Stonebriar Mall. Mm-hmm. So if you're familiar with that mall of this area, it is connected to Nordstrom and Kidzania. Kidzania, for those of you who are coming with your families, or you say, hey, we want a staycation, which some people have said, I'm bringing my family, we're getting away. Kidzania is amazing. Yes, I would look that up. I would look up Crayola at the Willow Bend Mall. I would look up Grandscapes in the Colony, which is just 5 to 10 minutes away.
Yes.
A lot of things to do, but that's where we're going to be. We'll be on the second and the third floor. Collide is really taking over Hyatt Regency in Frisco, a brand new hotel just opened. Yes. The first training crew for volunteers went last night,
and we
all said, the hotel is amazing.
Yes.
So that's where it's going to be.
I saw phone booths in the hotel where you can escape.
They did,
yes. That's so cool. Because, you know, I'm going to be taking phone calls. People going to be.
Absolutely.
Man, so another excellent decision, right? Yeah, we're going to be.
Got to be top notch.
It's got to be
top notch. And then everybody knows, you know, it's like a, I don't want to say running joke, but it's always funny that everybody says, oh, Pastor Avery's bougie. He's bougie. So everybody knows nothing will be secondhand. It's all going to be first class.
I don't care what you call me. I can't stay in nothing that's not quality.
That's
I'm sorry.
That's right.
The spirit of excellence.
You won't give anything.
I won't give you anything that I wouldn't want to have. I won't do it. So we want to make sure, and I love that our people have the same spirit. We're not going to give you anything we're not going to want to have. We're not going to put you in a place that we wouldn't stay in. This is going to be a place that you can enjoy yourself, and we're so happy about it. So AP, you're gearing up for a Collide Youth, and you've got a lot going on. So you got the day session with the youth, and then you're gonna be up all night. I remember when I was a youth pastor, I don't envy you at all.
Man.
So let's talk about it. Tell us what's going on with Collide Youth.
Absolutely, Pastor and Lady K. So we are excited about this opportunity.
Yeah.
So first Saturday morning at 10 a.m. we have our panel discussion where it's basically saying, what's next?
Wow.
And this is basically talking about the youth and how they're going to navigate through COVID-19 on their level.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, the adults are trying to navigate through it on their own way, their own way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we have to actually help the students navigate, you know, this whole virus, this whole COVID deal on their level.
Yeah.
And so we
it's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah. It really is a lot. And so a lot of them are dealing with stress. They're dealing with depression, right?
Yeah.
So from a biblical perspective as well as a mental health perspective, we're going to really talk about it, and hopefully God can free them in that particular way.
Wow.
Wonderful.
So,
yeah,
so we're excited about that. So we're going to have a lot of fun, but we're also going to get down to the nitty-gritty and talk and have a panel discussion so we can hear their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because a lot of times they can be overlooked.
Yeah.
And we don't hear their voices.
Yeah.
Right? We don't hear what they go through, you know. But I believe that this will be an opportunity that they can actually share. They can actually feel like, yo, this is not just for my mom and my dad.
Yeah.
Right?
It's for me.
Yeah. It's for me, too.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
And so that Saturday morning, we are going to go right into our first session. And we are excited about it. We are excited about it. I promise you. We're excited. And then that night at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Everybody is like, yo, I want to come to this this Saturday night service. So it is our youth conference that Saturday night at 6 p.m. We have our own service. We got our own band. We got our own worship team, right? We have our own speaker. The foyer is going to be amazing. The setup is going to be amazing. We're just excited about how you all given us this opportunity to be us.
Yeah.
Or do us, should we say. Absolutely. And so even the students are like, yeah, we are excited. This is ours.
Yeah.
This is our thing. So we have Pastor Phil Galindo, who will be speaking to our students from the Potter's House North.
Yeah.
And he's excited. He's pumped. We had a conversation. He's like, yo,
wonderful.
Thank you. I can't wait to speak.
Wow.
I can't wait to minister. And if you have kids from the ages of 12 to 18 and you're streaming, I hope that you register so that your students can be a part of this incredible event.
Yes.
I believe it's not just going to be, you know, for the adults.
No.
The kids are going
to. I'll be in the building.
This is going to be a holistic experience. Man, I am just amazed how the energy, as they say.
Yes.
The energy is just like through the roof. It's literally through the roof. Like, we had conversations about it. You got people like, yo, I'm trying to find me a hat. I'm trying to find me a suit, right?
Yes.
They are preparing, gearing up towards this event, which is Collide 2021. So I'm excited. I just can't wait to be in the building.
I can't wait for you guys. I just love youth ministry all together.
Yes.
And what youth ministry, the Saturday morning will be at the hotel.
Yes, it will.
And then Saturday night will be transitioning to the church location.
Yes.
And our church, we got some space for the kids, so they'll be able to do their thing. But you were walking me through how the setup is going to be on Saturday night.
Yes,
and, you know, if you've ever been to one of our hype services, is real hype.
Yes, right? It is.
They take it to the next level.
Absolutely.
I walked in one time and they had a DJ. I was like, DJ.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And see, I'm still young enough to not say all that noise and racket.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be in here. I'm gonna be here.
It's gonna be amazing.
Oh, we can't wait. So look, you need to get your children registered. Our kids, youth from 12 to 18,
sorry.
And then from 11 below, down below to two aged. Age two.
I think it's age one.
Age two. One.
One or
one,
two.
One or two. One.
The website says.
Yeah, whatever the website it says, your children can register for Collide. $25, you're not going to beat what's going on. So let's talk about the topics that are going to be covered. We've talked about it a little bit, but some people may say, okay, I like the concept of Collide, but, you know, what topics are going to be covered, and why are you covering those topics? So, Lady K, I'll throw that to you. What are the breakout sessions? We know we got the main speaker. So the main speakers, can we put that on the screen right now? The main speakers that we're going to have is Pastor John Hanna of Chicago. We have Bishop Dillard of Tennessee. And then we have Evangelist Kennedy of New York. Those are going to be our main speakers. But then our breakout sessions, which you're going to talk about, we have some other powerful, powerful speakers that are coming our way. So, Lady K, share that with us. Who's what's the topic?
So, when the women break out, we will have the fun, the funny, the anointed, the powerful, the singing preaching machine. Evangelist Donna Gordon is going to be in the building with the ladies. And we are really looking forward to her. It's always a great time. You know you're going to laugh, but you know you're probably going to cry. You don't want her to get prophetic on you because she is eagle eye.
She's eagle eye.
And she can get right to you. So we're excited to have her. And then the men are bringing back, once again, the men love Pastor Warren Milson.
My brother.
Yes. He's going to be in the building doing men as well as the masterclass on that Sunday. So we're very excited about that. He was supposed to do masterclass last time. We're going to see if he actually does masterclass this time because it was service number two. And then Emily and Wayne Martin will be talking about navigating corporate America. So if you have not already registered and you are looking for your breakout and you say, I'm really trying to push my career to the next level, you want them right now. They're not speaking on behalf of their companies, but Wayne works for Starbucks and Emily works for State Farm. So they know what they're talking about. That's good. What they're doing.
Seasoned.
They are very seasoned. They don't mind even going over their resumes with you to show you some of the things they've done. They know how to navigate corporate America. And then we have, I have something that's near and dear to my heart, which is more than just a seat. And that's for all of the first ladies, all of the senior pastors' wives, a space just for us. It made me really think about it today because just out of transparency, I had a rough day. And it had nothing to do with anything going on at the church. It wasn't about anybody at the church.
I got on
Just personal.
I got on your nerves. I'm sorry.
You didn't get on. Not today. Not yesterday. No, I'm just kidding. But after having a rough day, there's not many places, if any, to place your humanity. You know, you have to stay at a level. People are texting and asking for prayer. People are calling and asking for advice. People are pulling on you. They're expecting you to do your jobs. If you are a first lady like me and you have more than one role, you got to keep ticking. You got to keep going. So it doesn't matter about the personal phone call that I got today or the news that I received. I have to stay in a zone. And so it's spaces like this that say, hey, you can rest here. And it won't be gossip around your church. You know, because there are a lot of people just try to get close to the pastor and first lady to get the information so they can go back out and share what they know. They don't take it and go pray. Now, they may lie and say, I'm going to pray. You know, you can trust me.
That's the ones that you can't trust, right?
And there are a lot of things that we deal with, even in church. There are a lot of first ladies that can't say, I'm tired. I have a lot of roles. We have a wonderful media team. We have a youth director. We have associate pastor Cooley. That's all things. We have people like Vincent that my mom calls all purpose. But all churches don't have that. And a lot of first ladies hold that on their backs. It's a weight. And you're tired and you're burnt out and you just need somewhere where you can come and say, I'm constantly pouring, 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 pouring. Where is my pour? I'm empty. But I'm a vessel that still, it's just like, I'll keep turning until the faucet comes on and there's nothing coming out of it. So there are a lot of things that we deal with that we are going to talk about, how to deal with conflict in the church, how to deal with anything. They can even ask anonymous questions. We're not recording it. We are not live streaming it. It's going to be a no cell phone policy. All right. Unless it's something urgent, we're going to even ask them to put their phones away. And I had six slots. I now have four. All right. In the first 2 days, they slammed it out of the park. So I now, if you want to register for more than just a seat,
senior pastors,
call your first lady. Tell her to get here. If you're a first lady, grab another one. You probably know one. Get them here. Drive here. Fly here. Whatever you need to do. Because we're going to make sure that we talk and we get it out. But then we're going to minister to one another. I have Lady Kalisha Gatlin. I have Lady Lakeisha Lee. And I have Lady Savoy Colbert who are going to join me. And I believe, I think all three of them, their moms are first ladies, right? So they had a glimpse. But if you're like me, I didn't have a blueprint. My mother is in the Church of God in Christ, and she's a district missionary. If you're Kojic, you might know what that is, right? So I didn't have a glimpse of what it was to be a pastor's wife. It is more
than just,
just a seat and a hat and a parking space. And I know they say, you know, some ladies will say, I want to marry a pastor.
You better. Girl, I was just about to say that.
I was just about to say that.
I hope that people that run after pastors and you just want to be a first lady because you want a hat and a seat.
It takes a special anointing.
This ain't
You will cry and you will hurt just like you will laugh and you will smile.
Right.
But it's not all good days. It's not just a lot of honor and First Lady, you are worthy to be praised.
And you mean to tell me that a pastor's anniversary and pastor's wife anniversary don't give you healing?
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm just now, for some people, it could be good for, you know, encouragement for them or, but it doesn't get down to the matter of the heart.
Yeah. The reason why I say that, Lady Kate, not to be sarcastic, is because we have so many people that want to be in ministry and they don't understand the burden and the anointing that you gotta have in order for you to do it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if they would have told me all the stuff I know now, I would have ran from this a little bit longer. I probably still would have fell into it because it was on me. I couldn't run away from it. But
Either you have a lot of pastors or their wives who bleed on the people improperly and hurt innocent people, or they quit altogether.
Yes. Some of their members out, partners, or people that are members of church, and you're watching this right now, you may need to invest in your first lady and say, I'm going to pay this for you, right?
That's right.
So that you can get here. We've known somebody that did that. You need to do that. You've got how many seats left?
4 seats. And something else I did, Pastor, because it was just that big on my heart.
Yeah.
I invested in this. And if there are any pastors' wives who want to attend just this session, you say, First Lady, I can't make it to the whole thing, but I want to be there just for this.
You got them covered.
You can come to that session free.
Yes.
Wow. No charge.
That's amazing.
All you have to do get to the Hyatt Regency, and we've got you covered.
Come with your tears, with your napkin, whatever you need, get
That's
here.
That's right. Email collide@gcnd.org for the instructions on how to get zero
Please
charge.
Do that. Get in touch with Lady K if you are First Lady, or if you know someone that is a First Lady, or you're a member of somebody and you know your First Lady needs some encouragement. I know this is God ordained because she woke up and she was like, we didn't need to do this. And I said, do it. And the response has been wonderful. So you need to be a part of that, First Ladies. You know, what I love about this Navigating Corporate America session that's going to take place is that in this house, there is an anointing for prosperity.
Mm-hmm. It is.
There is an anointing for prosperity. We were talking about it the other night. Mm-hmm. You know, in 2018, so Lady K has this concept for Collide of sponsorship. So our whole idea is that when one person eats at this church, everybody gonna eat.
Yeah. That's right.
So this is not a have and a have not situation. That's right. So we've been there before where we didn't have and we wanted to participate. So we have those opportunities where if people don't have that, we have people that are on the sidelines saying we want to help, and they are able to sponsor those people, and it's anonymous. So nobody knows.
You don't know who you're
nobody
sponsoring
knows who you're sponsoring.
You don't know who's sponsoring.
And it's so new. Nobody can walk out and say, I paid for her to get in here. No. It's none of that. And if you need a sponsor, you can go to the website and look at the information. It'll walk you through. But there's an anointing for prosperity in this house. And I remember when we were doing the construction between 2018 and 2019, we were just praying, believing God, seeking the kingdom. And in that season, people that hadn't had careers moved into careers they've never had before, making more money they had before, but they still need to know how to navigate corporate America, right? Mm-hmm. But at the same token, we had about 12 families to move in or build homes in one year. And I didn't realize how significant that was until my mom, who's in real estate in Louisiana, and she said, you know, I've never seen in one church 12 people build or buy a home in 1 year.
Yeah.
And that's been resonating since then, right? And we have individuals that are moving in their careers upward, right? Moving into executive leadership, which I'm so happy for, right? And moving into jobs they've never had before. I believe that if you are a part of this church, right, you are a part of a system that God has here that he's blessing people. So you need to be a part of this corporate, Navigating Corporate America with Emily and Wayne Martin.
Yes.
I wish I can be in that session to be a part of the panel. Yes. I really want to be a part of this panel, but I'm going to be talking church to church leadership in a pandemic, because we've been getting a lot of people asking us, what are you doing and how are you doing it? So all we're going to do is tell you exactly what we're doing. We're not going to have the ingredients to a recipe and leave that one thing out. We're going to pour it all out. So if you want to know anything that we're doing, here at this church. You watch us, you follow us, you've been asking, you DM us, whatever it is that you do, you be here. We're going to lay it all out on the table so you can know. And then we'll have our leaders in that session too to share with you some of the things as a testament of what we're doing. So we want to be able to share that with ministries that are trying to do excellent ministry in the pandemic.
One other thing I like about that class is for any pastor, first lady, it doesn't matter. If they bring their leadership teams, you're going to be talking to them. We call it telling them what their pastor would like to tell them, but can't tell them.
Wow.
Okay. And it's, you know, accountability, being faithful, you know, what leadership and excellence means, what they expect, what is disappointing. You know what I mean? If you really want to help your leader and help your church and help to move it forward, what to do.
Right.
So I think if you have a leadership team, if you are a pastor yourself, a pastor's wife, a leader in general, get your people in that room.
Absolutely.
It's going to help you in your ministry.
Absolutely. I'm going to be as candid as I can be. And this is not a how to start a church up session. Don't come to this session. This is not that. Right. This is about how to navigate leadership and church leadership in the next level in this pandemic season. There, you know, one of the things I learned in this pandemic is that, and my mom used to always say this to us, and she used to always read this book. We always read this book when she got mad with us and we did something wrong. But the book was called Where There's a Will, There's a Way.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. And after I got over this whole pandemic COVID stuff and learned how to make myself safe, I literally had to take the parameters off of myself as a pastor to say, how can we and the kingdom of God still move forward? And there's a way to do it.
Yes, sir.
There's a way to do it. So I just want to engage in conversation in a collaborative way to help you to see that there's a way that your church can still be moving forward in the spirit of excellence. This room was not here pre-COVID, right? But it was birthed in COVID because we know we had to do something different, right? Mm-hmm. The remodeling that's going on and all the things that's happening here at the church, the expansions that have happened in our media team and all those things, that was birthed. And I believe God is setting us up for something. So we want to share those things with you. So if you know of any pastors or leaders or church members that just want to say, how can we go to the next level? We'll share what we have and hopefully that will help you. So let's talk about our speakers real quick because we're running out of time quickly.
All right.
One of our main speakers is Pastor John Hanna.
God.
Jesus.
Ooh.
Jesus.
Wonderful Savior.
You might want to get your shouting shoes.
Yes.
You might want to get some.
The women have
clothes.
Already been saying we're not going to wear lashes or a lot of makeup.
Cry it off.
They're going to cry them right off.
Yeah.
Sometimes we go after church and be like, are these your lashes?
I saw on Facebook, and I saw Courtney said she's going to be 18 youth night, so she'll be in the building.
Okay.
I saw Courtney post on Facebook. I don't know if it was after a Sunday service or a revival. She said, I lost my lashes in the church. And then one of the ladies that cleaned the church, she said, oh, baby, we find those all the time back in there. But Pastor John Hanna is going to be here. What are we expecting? I know we got it 2018. What are we expecting?
A great word.
Great word. I think the individuals that didn't get a chance to experience Collide in 2018, I think the level of expectation is going to pull on his anointing.
Yes.
And I believe that will be just life-changing. It's going to be explosive. It's going to be explosive. So I'm just expecting a fresh word from heaven.
Wow.
That will navigate my life that particular way.
I am to hear that. We've got a little short clip of Pastor Hanna. I want you to take a listen to it, and if it doesn't work, fine. But if it does, we want you to hear it. Let's take a listen.
But we heard he's about to open the door. But he can't open the door until the room is clear. And the fools look to the wise and say, let me get some of that up off of you. Let me get some of that up off of you. I mean, we've been in this together this long, haven't we? We all been waiting on the same thing, haven't we? This is when manipulation and control come in. This is when people who've been with you a long time but didn't monitor their oil try to take advantage of your oil. And they start judging the new lamps that showed up at the table, but saying, but I was with you sooner, but I kept telling you to check your oil. I kept trying to teach you lessons, but you didn't want to listen to what I was saying because you thought that your longevity was going to make you go with me.
Jesus.
Who am I talking to? Who am I talking to? Who am I talking to? And I need some of y'all to be free from your family members who keep pulling on your oil. Watch me. And some of y'all, you struggle because the next thing about the wise is that we are clear in our communication. I have no problem looking over at you and saying, I'm sorry, but no. What, how did you say it, Pastor Jamone? Your emergency cannot what? Your lack of preparedness cannot become my emergency. Your lack of, and I kept telling you, save your money. I kept telling you, get in prayer. I kept telling you, come to church. I kept telling you, leave them alone. I kept telling you, they don't lie to you. I kept telling you. I kept telling you, get a job. I kept telling you, get another job.
Man.
Wow.
I kept telling you.
I kept telling you. Get to collide.
I'm telling
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
So in that short clip, if we feel that, imagine feeling it face to face. You have to. I want everybody in the comment box to type, you have to get to collide and tag somebody. Tag somebody. You have to get do that for me in the comment box. You have to get to collide and tag somebody.
And don't hoard this experience. Yes. Invite somebody else and tell them you have to be in the room.
Yes.
You know, even if they say, I'll have half of the registration, let us know. Yes. And as soon as a sponsor comes through, we'll get the other half of the registration. Sure. Yes. But I don't want them to miss. This is going to be a moment in time. And I don't want anybody, whether they're a part of grace or not, to miss out on this moment. Wow. It will be life changing. You don't want to miss being in the room.
And for those of you that are going to watch the replay, you watch the replay after because you can't show yourself doing the live. We know how it goes.
We
know how it goes. Yeah. All right.
Everybody.
Come.
Yes.
Like, come. Like, absolutely. For real. For come. You need this. We need this. Yes. Right? Yes. We want you to have this. So, man, we cannot wait. What did y'all think about that clip of Pastor John Hamm? It's going to be something. It's going to be something. So, look, we have another speaker who's going to be Bishop Linwood Dillard. He's going to be on the Saturday session. Yes. But for the sake of time, I want to go to our final speaker, our friend and our sister. She's been our friend for a long time. She's what I love about her. She's humble. She's consistent. And she's been the same with us when nobody knew her name.
That's
and
right.
She's the same with us now that God is elevating her in the kingdom of God. And that is our closing speaker, the evangelist Vandalyn Kennedy of New York. She is not a stranger to us here at Grace Community, but I'm telling you, that lady will wear you out.
My God. And she can keep going.
And going.
She and Brandon Jacobs are two people that I asked Bishop Jacobs. I said, is it a protein drink? What is this that you can keep going and going and going? And Evangelist Kennedy is the same way.
She is the same way.
She's the same way.
We've got a clip of her really quick. Let's watch that clip of Evangelist Vandalyn Kennedy.
And I studied Calvin, and I studied Niebuhr, and I studied church history, and I studied with Dr. James Cone, who was the father of liberation theology. I studied with Cornel West. He was my professor, and I appreciate all of that, and I appreciate my education, but don't you get it twisted. This education don't mean nothing, because in the midnight hour, when I'm sick, the only one I can call is the name of Jesus. In the midnight hour, when my mind is depressed, the only one I call is the name of Jesus. Jesus! Somebody shout Jesus. Jesus, my Redeemer. Jesus.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Y'all, we on to something.
I'm going to get my own sheet. I'm going to just get my own.
Look, I'm looking in the comments right now. Courtney says, I love her. And she said, when she take them shoes off, it is over.
It is over.
So she will come up with those heels.
She
and
sure
Sister Shana
will.
Have her flats.
Feet. Oh, yeah.
Sister Shana had those flats ready for her, and she's in. She's
get
there.
Ready. She don't play with the devil. She not scared of him. Mm-hmm. Has a powerful testimony.
Has a powerful testimony.
Oh, my God. If you could ever just sit and listen at how she says she used to do drugs.
Yes.
And I mean, all kinds of stuff she used to be into in her college days.
Yes.
And the change that God has made in her. She is a powerful woman of God.
You know, I know people say she's up and coming, but I believe she's a right now evangelist.
Yes, she is. She's a solution right now.
She's the solution for right now. AP, you've been in a service with Vandalin Kennedy. What has been your experience?
I remember.
I was on the float.
You were on the float.
Twice.
I was on the float. Literally on the float twice. Yes. Yes, I mean, as we all seen,
yeah,
like it's going to be powerful. She has a word. I mean, I can feel the anointing now.
Yes.
Like, wish Kalai was next week, this weekend. But yeah, my experience, Pastor and Lady K, it was definitely life changing.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
she spoke over my life.
Yeah.
And to be quite honest, she was spot on.
Wow,
Jesus,
everything she spoke,
it's powerful,
literally. And I know people say that, you know, when it comes to prophecy, but that's a very serious ministry.
Yeah.
And when she spoke over our live, it was literally spot on.
Oh,
and I could be honest, my life was changed. I'm not even just saying that just because we're on a podcast, but she has definitely anointing on her life.
Wow. I know that all of you are very familiar with Vandalin Kennedy. Anybody want to share their experience with her so somebody out there can know what they're coming in for?
I think it was my husband's experience.
Because
he doesn't talk a lot.
Yeah.
And so he's more behind the scenes.
Yes, he
and is. And she was spot on with his Instagram, the people that he followed, everything. And he was just sitting there like, she know the people I follow. How did she know this? It
right.
was so powerful, but he does. He follows a lot of prominent people that are in real estate and all of this type of stuff. But that's what he desires, and that's where he wanted to be. And, like, she spoke all of that into his life. And he knew, he was like, okay, yeah, that's a woman of God.
Yes. Yes.
You know, that's real talk when men will say, man, that's real anointing.
That's right.
That's
and it's
anointing.
Not a game. We don't give them talks or give them rundowns of the members and their lives and the people and what they're doing before service.
And they're not investigating people before they come here. So they can say, Brandon.
No.
There's a Brandon in the house.
Right.
There's a Brandon in the
if
house.
If they say it's a Brandon in the house, it had to have been God that told them that he's in the house. Other than Brandon just being a common name.
Common name.
You know what
I mean?
There's certain things you
don't
have.
Well, there's a Brandon at the end of the table that y'all can't see that's controlling everything.
That's
in the house. I'll prophetic, right?
No.
Spot on, Pastor. Spot on.
No.
Thank you, Pastor Cooper.
Accurate.
Oh, my God. No, it's just an authentic oil.
It is.
That's in the room with all of them. That's why I say we fast, we pray about this conference because we don't play games.
Right.
The enemy isn't playing games with us. And I especially think during a time of COVID, this is not the time to come to church.
This is not to play a game.
To play a game.
To play a game.
It's real.
Game over, devil, if you are.
Absolutely.
but look, we can talk about Kalai all day and all night. Before we end, we're going to be starting off with Fresh Start, which is going to be a powerful service every time we come together for Kalai.
Yes.
And that is with Pastor Tanya Ward.
Oh, God, yes.
If you have not experienced the ministry of Pastor Tanya Ward.
Ooh, when you say her name, everybody say, oh.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, should we have put her up first? Because she wrecks the whole thing.
Wrecks it.
She is going to be with us, and she's going to be the start of all of our pretty much all of our sessions, and we're excited about her. So, look, I think we've covered everybody tonight. Mm-hmm. So, Lady K, if people want to register, how can they register? This on the screen. Everybody that is going to be here is on the screen. And also, Gerard and Javon is going to be our special musical guests on one night.
Yeah,
Emmanuel Heath is going to be leaders in praise and worship with our own praise and worship team. But Lady K, how can people register? And how long do they have to register? Because time is winding up.
If you are, we're also having vendors. I didn't want to forget that we're doing that.
Yes.
So if you have a business that you want to promote or you know someone else that does, please let them know that they have until September 1st to get their information in if they want to be a vendor.
Mm-hmm.
They can be a vendor Friday and Saturday only.
Yeah.
Friday and Saturday only for just for $50.
Yeah.
That's it. So they just need to let us know they want to be a vendor. If they want to register, head over to gccnd.org or go to our Facebook or our Instagram page. There is a link there where you can go and you can register. Registration closes. If you forgot about it or if you're late, which some people do, I forgot. In the midnight hour, this isn't going to turn around.
God ain't going to turn
around. It's not going to work in your favor, okay? You're going to have to wait until on-site registration opens, and you'll have to probably take general because all access is going to be gone by that time. So you still can come. You can register in the building. You'll just have to wait until Friday. You have until Sunday, September 5th.
But they can register in the building only if they have seats available.
Correct.
Right? So that's important for you to understand. So I want everybody to understand, especially our Grace partners too, because a lot of you respond that you're good, right? But for those of you that you know you haven't registered, don't call Pastor and Lady K once it closed. We are not going to help you. Well, Pastor, I'll help you. I'm on meetings with you every night. It don't matter.
If it weren't for COVID, I would.
Right.
But I have to stay true to my word.
Right.
And I have to ensure that I am keeping the safest environment possible.
Right.
So.
That's amazing. So you need to register. Go to www.gccnd.org. You can look for Collide registration. Click there. Is a very simple process that you can register. Pick your t-shirt size. Pick your classes that you want to be in our breakout session. Know that everybody's going to be in the main session. Know that all access is running out. So if you want all that other free stuff that she was talking about, all access is running out. General registration will be available. But once that's out, it is going to be gone.
Right. Also, all access gets 10% off of the Collide pop-up shop.
Oh, they got some nice stuff.
So we will have merch.
We've
got some nice merch that's going to be in the pop-up shop. You get 10% off. If you sponsor someone, you get an additional 10% off.
This has been totally amazing. I hope that it's helpful to you. I hope that it motivates you to get registered. We didn't do this podcast because we're desperate for registrations. We're doing this podcast because we want to let you know how excited we are.
Yes, we are so excited
about to happen. Yes. We might do another one right before Collide just to tease you again.
We can have some people who were there last year.
Right.
And
let's do that.
Can come and give some testimonials.
Let's do that. That'll be great. So we'll do another podcast right before Collide so we can get just as more excited than we are right now. But look, don't forget, like and share, tag a friend, like and share Grace Community, follow us on YouTube, subscribe on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, look us up, register for Collide. Until then, we'll
get
see
here.
You next time. Get
That's
here.
Right.
Get here.